Blog Talk Radio.
Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, presents Mush, You Huskies, a show about dog-powered sports and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Mush, You Huskies, is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Robert Forto.
Hello, you are listening to Mush, You Huskies, brought to you by Dogworks Training Centers and part of Twine Group Media. We are continuing our summer series today on dog sledding legends, and we're going to talk about Scotty Allen. But before we do that, I want to introduce my co-host, Michelle. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and I hope everybody out there is enjoying their summer.
It is coming along great. It is the 13th of June, and we are in the height of off-season mushing throughout the mushing world, and we just want to make sure everybody is listening to Mush You Huskies every Sunday afternoon, and we're going to talk about some dog sledding legends today. What else do we have on tap, Michelle, before we get into that?
Well, from what I understand, you're going to go look at a puppy in California this upcoming Father's Day weekend, and she very well may be at the least the brand new member of Team Aneke.
Yes, and if it is a female, we're going to call her Reagan. Why are we calling her that, Michelle?
Well, a couple of reasons. You have a major affliction of being a horror movie fan. And I did say affliction for a good reason. You have been a horror movie fan for your entire life, including watching them on Beta Movie when you were a kid. But we're naming our first one Reagan because of the perseverance that that little girl shows in the movie The Exorcist.
So we're looking forward to that. We're going to also have on a very special guest next week on Mush You Huskies, brought to you live from Auberry, California. We're going to talk to a good friend of ours, April Wood, and she is the breeder of the Siberian Huskies, and we're going to go on out there, talk dogs, and also look at a property out there in Toll House, California, to see if it will work into our plans for some mushing out that way with the Sierra Nevada dog drivers, as well as getting up there in the mountains of California and doing some mushing, even as late as June of the summer.
Right, and, you know, being from that area myself, it just depends on how low the snow fell. And from what I understand, they had low elevation snowfall this year, so you very well may be able to still see some snow in mid-June.
So we're looking forward to heading on out to California next week, and like I said, we'll be brought to you live from Auberry, California, next weekend. So we're going to skip one weekend of our dog sledding legends and throw a little bit of a wrench into the mix and talk to a true musher, be our first interview since the Iditarod when we had on Hugh Neff, and I'm looking forward to talking to April. Two weekends from now, I will be up in Alaska, in a Willow, Alaska, where I'm going to look at another property, an Iditarod, previous Iditarod musher's property up there, and the nice thing about it is it backs up onto the Iditarod Trail, so I'm looking forward to checking that out and figuring out which one is going to suit our needs best to begin this Iditarod training.
You know, and a lot of our listeners are going to be saying, are you crazy? Why in the world are you looking at a house and a property in California in the San Joaquin Valley, nonetheless, when you have the opportunity to go snag a musher's house up in Alaska?
Well, it's very simple. You got to make a living somehow because not all mushers, and people that are listening to this know this, not all mushers were born with a silver spoon. Many of them have worked long and hard to get where they're at, and I think that just simple economics gives us a little bit of an edge up on the California property.
It does, but as you know, we're coming up into some roadblocks there with regulations. And, you know, a lot of the listeners don't know that we still have two children, one getting ready to enter high school in a year and another one getting ready to be in the middle of his high school years, and it's important for us that they maintain the education that they're used to getting.
So an upcoming announcement on the July 11th show of Mushu Huskies. We will let you know where Team Aneke will be home-based starting in the 2011 racing season. So looking very forward to that, and I'm looking to figure out what we're going to do to this next step of our attempt at the Iditarod in 2013.
Yeah, and if anybody has suggestions out there for moving to Alaska, let us know, because we're running into some issues there.
You can contact us through our website, teamaneke.com. There is a link right there to contact us, or you can always contact us through our radio show, and is live at dogdoctorradio.com. Michelle, we're going to talk about a dog sledding legend. We're following up kind of in the history of these legends. Last week we talked about Leonard Sepulveda, and this week we're talking about Scotty Allen. Take it away.
That's right. The summer season of the Dog Works radio show, Mushu Huskies, with stories of the dog-sledding legends of yesterday and today continues. On today's show, we talk about dog-sledding legend Scotty Allen, as Robert just mentioned. Scotty Allen journeyed to Alaska, attracted by news of the gold strike in the Klondike. Around him were men of action from many different countries, dependent on a large measure upon animals. It was not long before Allen had a wife, a baby, and a dog team, and with his uncanny knack with animals, was well on his way to being a first-class dog puncher. His first leader was named Dubby, a Mackenzie River Husky from the stock of the Hudson's Bay Company. Dubby led the team the day his venturesome owner decided to sledge across the Bering Strait to Russia. While in Russia, Allen visited some Siberian Eskimos and then headed back to Nome. Impressed with the self-sufficiency of those people, Scotty Allen joined the Judge Albert Fink and other Nome citizens to organize the All-Alaska Sweepstakes, the first official series of sled dog races anywhere. From these races emerged a new kind of hero in the far north, the racing sled dog driver. In preparation for these 408-mile nonstop races, Allen put his team and himself into training. He watched everybody's diet, gave up smoking, and even practiced going without sleep. He must have done something right. For the first 8 years of the sweepstakes, Scotty Allen never finished lower than third and had 3 firsts and 3 seconds to his credit. His team consisted of lop-eared, freighting dogs, mongrels, and he was proud of their ability on the racing trails. In more than one race, however, Allen could look back over his shoulder and see John, Iron Man Johnson's long string of Siberians, slowly gaining on him. Johnson led a team of culls from Fox Ramsey's other two imported Siberian Husky teams to a record-setting win for him in 1910. The handwriting was on the wall for the mixed breed freighting teams. Johnson's Siberians beat Allen's team by 9 hours in 1914, and then Leonard Sepulveda and his Siberians wrapped it all up in the final 3 years of the sweepstakes.
You know, what I find interesting about Scotty Allen is he's truly the first edition of the Alaskan Husky dog sled racer, and I know that Sepulveda was doing very well with his little Siberians, but even throughout the early 1900s, mushers like Allen were using mongrels to race in these dog sled races.
You know, and I find it very interesting that, you know, the little Siberians were out running and out trekking and out enduring the mongrels, if you will, the Alaskan Huskies, back then in those days, and it's come full circle. I think the little Alaskan Huskies are getting their dessert now.
Alaskan Huskies or Siberian Huskies?
The Alaskans are running the Siberians now.
Oh, yeah, they have for years. They've been beating Siberians for years, and I know that each year several Siberian teams do enter the Iditarod, and many of them struggle quite a bit. I mean, that's such a long race for Siberians to run, but it's truly the history of the sport when you think about it, are these little Siberian Husky pups that that are doing what they were intended to do. Now, not to say that these Alaskans weren't doing what they're intended to do as well, but there's just some kind of romanticism with those Siberians.
Absolutely, and, you know, everybody knows that that's the breed that holds your heart.
Yeah, we're going to have an excellent team of little Siberians coming up very soon. We just mentioned that we're going to be purchasing our first little female Siberian from April Wood in just a couple of weeks. Actually, they will be ready to go the last week of July. So, again, depending on what we're doing, whether we're staying in Colorado, moving to California, and or moving to Alaska, our legacy of Team Aneke starts now.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to it.
So you also, for you guys that are listening, if you want to continue to follow us and what we're doing, we've got a brand new thing that we just started on examiner.com. I am the National Dog Sledding Examiner, and I'm looking for people to comment on our stories. I've got stories lined up all the way through the end of October. So every day is going to be a particular subject, and I've got topics for at least the first 90 days, and I'm looking for more. We can always publish more than one article. So if you're interested in reading these and or subscribing, you can find out how to do so on our Facebook page at Team Aneke. That's T-E-A-M-I-N-E-K-A. Or visit our website at teamaneke.com. Michelle, anything else before we go?
No. Have a safe trip.
Looking forward to it. I'll talk to you next week from California. This is Robert Forto, part of Team Aneke and Mush U Huskies. Never forget your dreams. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.